Hello, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may find yourself in this earth, in the different time zones we have. As you see, this is a different format. I'm using a little bit of different software here. And so I just want to say good morning to you on this beautiful day outside. The sun is shining. We have officially entered spring almost a month ago. Okay, so ever since March 20th on the biblical calendar, God's creation calendar, we have entered into springtime. And yes, it almost aligns with the Gregorian calendar, almost, okay? Just a little bit off there, right? And so, but what matters the most is God's calendar, his creation calendar, which I'm going to be showing you today. In my prayers this morning, I kind of choked up, and because, you know, I like to say this is bitter but sweet, bittersweet. This day, okay, the week that we have entered in is the Passover week, okay? According to God's calendar, and I'm talking, what do I mean by God's calendar? I'm talking about his creation calendar, where he spoke his months into existence, 1 through 12, and he also spoke his seasons into existence, spring, fall, summer, and winter. We know this, that he is the creator of all things. Who is? Well, Yeshua was there, and now we know Yeshua and the Father are one because he came down to this earth and he tabernacled and walked amongst us. He walked amongst us. And so he was our Passover lamb. And let me get the words out of my mouth. He was and is and always will be our Passover lamb. He has risen, but not yet. Okay, and this is what I mean by, bittersweet. Okay, so today I humbled myself in the morning. Yes, I shed tears. I have been coming out with videos. If you're on my channel, then you've seen the videos that I come out with. It's very hard for me to read through Matthew. Sometimes I get choked up. Sometimes I cry. And so what they did to him and what he did for us. And so this is what this week is all about. And these commandments are all about, as I'm going to be reading you the commandments that he's given us to actually honor his feast days. They are commanded for us, but I don't see them as commandments anymore. I really don't. I know they are commandments. They are specifically commanded by the Lord on specific days, okay? It is in detail. He gives us detail, okay? And so we're going to be going over Leviticus chapter 23, Exodus chapter 12. We're going to be going over these scriptures today, and I'm going to be explaining to you from a calendar that I actually made concerning these days and how it aligns exactly today. Today, when you see this right now, today, this is when Passover begins at evening, okay? At evening, okay? And so you can say, when I get there, we get there. And so what I mean by bittersweet, I know he has risen. And so this morning I got into deep prayer, and I was shedding tears, and how he has spared my life, and just quickly how he has spared my life from me basically trying to destroy my life. And I didn't know, I was blinded by being rebellious. And so I should have been dead a long time ago, really. I mean, what I put myself through all my life because of my bad choices and for being rebellious. And so he is a God of love, a God of mercy. And it choked me up this morning. And I hope I don't choke up right now, because I know that he has spared my life until this day. He went after me. He goes after the lost sheep. He goes after that lost one, you know, the black sheeps, if you want to call, you know, that one, the one that walks away from the 99, he goes after that one. And I was one of those ones he went after. And I've had a calling all my life, and I kept running from him. So anyhow, I was so grateful that this morning, this Passover week has meant so much to me. And I know it means a lot to many others, because this is our salvation. This is what he did for us. And it was prophesied long ago. It was prophesied long ago, ever since the creation of the world. And you might thinking, what? Was it really? Yes, it was. It's in scripture. that he knew this day would have to come, and it did come. He showed himself. He walked with the disciples. He fulfilled Leviticus chapter 23. He fulfilled Exodus chapter 12. And so he fulfilled these feast days, okay? And he ordained us to follow them according to what he speaks, not what man says, but what he speaks, okay? And so that is the most important thing, that we acknowledge his commandments. And like I said, they're not even commandments. They are, I am honored, more than honored. It is intimate. It is very intimate. These feast days, according to his calendar, they are very intimate, and they're divinely appointed days that he set in stone, if you want to say. He did set them in stone, and now we have them on paper, and now we have them in our hearts. And so he is very much, he wants us to be obedient to his ways, okay? And so I cried out this morning because it was bittersweet. As I've been going through the book of Matthew and what led up to this Passover, and unleavened bread and first fruits, his resurrection, and what he endured. So yes, is it sweet? Sweet because he's risen, he's alive, and he's very much alive, and he loves us so very much, and he's going to return. His blessed promise, he's going to return to us. And so he is risen, and so he has made salvation open for everyone. It always has been for everyone, ever since the beginning, okay? Ever since the beginning, Jew and Gentile together as one new man, ever since the beginning, because that's the Lord's heart. He has mercy, he has compassion, and he's long-suffering, okay? And so, but it's bitter. Bitter, what do I mean by bitter? Bitter is because what he did, how I read, how they spat on him, and how they beat him with a rod. You know, it chokes me up because I could see it in my mind's eye of what he endured. He was beat to a pulp. Even the movies that showed him, that's not even nothing compared. They say that the scripture says, Isaiah says, that he wasn't, you couldn't even recognize him as a man. You couldn't even recognize him as a human being. I'm paraphrasing, but they said you couldn't recognize him as a human being. This is how swollen he must have been from being beat, and spat on. Okay, and so when I get to those parts in these scriptures, it chokes me up because I could see it, how they mocked him. And many, many have been being persecuted in the same ways ever since then. And so he prophesied this, that this would happen to us. And so this is what I mean by bitter. It is also bitter. And so I'm going to try to make it through these. Actually, I'm not going to read the Gospels again because I do get choked up. But on my playlist, you will see it. You'll see it there. One is that the audio is very off. And so I thought I would record this again for you. And so being that it's exactly the same day, this is coming up today. At evening time, at sunset, we start the Passover. Okay. And so. And if you would like to go through Matthew, if you would like to go through Matthew on exactly this day, and you could actually visualize it, you can go to Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through the rest of the chapter, and it'll take you all the way to the resurrection, to the end of the book. Okay, so that's Matthew chapter 26, and that's verse 17 all the way to chapter 28, which is the end of Matthew. You can go in and read that yourself. And just so you know, in Matthew 26, 17, even in Matthew 26, 17, yes, it says, and the former day of Pesach, okay, meaning the day before. And we're going to be going over these explanations in just a minute. What I mean by that, okay? What do I mean by that? According to his calendar, okay? Not the Gregorian. We're not going to be, well, we are kind of going to be talking about the Gregorian calendars, just so you could understand. Many do not understand. Now, this is for those who are not on the feast days and don't understand the biblical calendar, which is so very important to learn, because man has made so many different dates. And you say, well, does it matter? Some people say it doesn't matter as long as, and yes, in a way that's true. In a way that's true, but he gave us divinely specific days. He appointed these feast days specifically to be kept as commandments, okay? And so we would want to be on one accord. He would only want us to be in one accord on his days, okay, that he commanded for us to keep, because he is our Lord, he is our God, he is our Savior, and it means a lot to him. Now that's what we have to tell ourselves. What would God think? Okay, what would God think? What does he want? And he loves our obedience, and this is how we show him that we love him. And so this is his heart, you know? And so yes, they are commandments, but they are precious, sweet commandments, okay? And so we're going to go ahead and get into the presentation here. And I hope you enjoy this, and so share it with others. And remember, now this is for those believers out there that don't follow along and don't know about the Hebrew calendar, about God's calendar, his spoken calendar. And this is for others that maybe you do, maybe you're on this calendar, and it's a blessing if you are, okay? But actually it's zeroed in on those who believe in God, but they're not used to the calendar, okay? They're not used to these dates, and they're not used to knowing what to do. How do you do it? How do you do the Passover? What do you do? Because there's so many different others, like websites and all sorts of stuff, just so much information out there that people get confused. So if they get confused, they don't want to go through all that. And so I'm here to make it non-confusing, okay? It's not going to be confusing. And this, because I'm a simple man, and I read the scriptures how they are, how they're commanded by the Lord. And so it's not confusing. So I'm going to try to make it as simple, not confusing, okay? And so that you could, if you're barely starting, these are instructions on how you would go about preparing. Now, I tried to make a video last week so that you can do this. So you might still have time to do this, okay? Today is the day of Passover at evening time, okay? At sunset today. And so maybe I could play it again next year, but you could actually follow along with the unleavened bread, the first fruits, and which is all this week, okay? And so let me go ahead and get to that screen, and we'll commence, okay? I'm going to take you to scriptures right now, and then I will show you a calendar. Actually, let me go ahead and show you the calendar really quick, and then we'll go to the scriptures. All right, so this calendar I made myself. So what am I talking about that it's today, okay? So here, this is the month of April, March and April, okay? March and April. So on the Gregorian calendar, it is the month of March and April. And so this calendar consists of both of those months, okay? So when you see the 20th right here, this is March, okay? And then when you see the 1st over here, April 1st, today is April 2nd. Well, that's April, okay? It's kind of self-defines itself, okay? So I have March, April right there. You know, I made this calendar especially for those so that we could understand his calendar. Now, I'm going to try to slow down a little bit because sometimes I start speaking too fast. All right, so Wednesday is here, okay? Wednesday is here. And this is actually the first of the month, okay? The first of the year. Many of us say Happy New Year, okay? Why? Because this is the creation calendar. And I'm just going to say it. And if you have any questions, please ask me. Leave it in the comments, okay? And I'll try to do my best to answer you biblically. And so anyhow, this is from creation, from the fourth day. It's not from the first day. Some people say, well, we start on the first day, 7 days of creation. We start on the first day. Actually, time started on the fourth day, because on the fourth day, he created the sun, the moon, and the stars for times and seasons, okay? So time started in the world of creation. Time started on the fourth day of creation. And so just let me tell you that that's why we start the new year on the fourth day of the week, okay? On the fourth. It always has to be on the fourth. Why does it have to be on the fourth day of the week? Because that's the day he created the sun, the moon, the stars. And so since time began, that's the day it began, okay? And so it always has to stay on this day. All right, so this is why it's always on this specific calendar. this calendar is always going to be on the fourth day. It doesn't matter. Next year, the following year, the following year after that, the follow, it's been going on like this. It has been set by who? By God Himself. So I love this calendar because now we're able to get so much closer. And those details are going to come up in next videos that I'm going to be sharing in my series about the Zadok calendar, the Enoch Zadok calendar, God's calendar. Okay, and so for now, this is just about Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits, and the importance of it. Okay, so the year now is 5949. Okay, 5949. And at the year 6000, it completes the 6 days. And then the Lord's return for the 7000 millennial. This is when the Lord's kingdom, he's going to set up his kingdom for 1000 years. Okay. And so that will be in after the 6000 millennial ends. Okay. So this is how close we're getting. Okay. So anyhow, so let's go ahead and begin. All right, so this was Happy New Year's. This was March 20th, okay? This was a couple weeks ago, okay? So this was March 20th, started on the fourth day of the week, just like in the beginning in creation. And so it is called Rosh Chodesh, okay? New month. That's what Rosh Chodesh means, new month, okay? And so in the Hebrew, it means new month. So this is the spring day of remembrance because on this day, spring started. And actually, this year, we started an equinox, okay? The day before started the door, okay? The tekufa means door. Or you could say in Hebrew, the dalet, okay? And so this is the door that enters into the season of spring, okay? So this is in memory of Exodus 12. If you want to read Exodus 12, this is where you'll find it. Now, the month of Abib is actually biblical. The Lord gave the month of Abib. He spoke Abib, or you can just say the first month. Some rather not say the names of the month because after the Babylonian captivity, they adopted a lot of Babylonian names. Okay, so Abib is actually spoken by the Lord. Okay, so that is okay to use. All right, so that's my view on that. Some people just like to say month one, day one, month one, and that's excellent. If you want to do that, that is excellent. Okay, and so here we go. This is the first month, the first day. So now you see right there, day one. Okay, you say, well, but the Gregorian calendar says day 20. This is March 20th. No, well, it starts day one, and now you say, why? Why is it day one? Well, once again, because it's the fourth day that he created the sun, the moon, the stars. This was the first day in creation when time began. So we start day one, right exactly there. All right, so now we go fast forward. We got our Sabbath days. Every Saturday, we got a Sabbath. Every Saturday, okay, that's the last day of the week, day seven. You see it right there, day seven. Okay, so it's Saturday. So then now we're fast forward. We already went through this week. Now we get to, March 30th, okay, which is another Sabbath, Abib 11. So now you understand what I'm going through here. So now we find ourselves in this week. Yesterday was April 1st. So now we're in the month of April. And Passover evening is today, okay? So when you see Abib 14 right there, Abib 14, some of your calendars will say Nisan, N-I-S-A-N, which is a Babylonian name that they gave it after they came out of being captured for 70 years out of captivity. They actually renamed it Nisan. Okay, so we're going to stick with Abib, given by the Lord. All right, so this date will never change. Will never change. And why will it never change? As we're going to be going through the scriptures, we see that specific day, the 14th, it's always going to be the 14th. It's not going to change because God spoke it into existence. Okay, so man did not speak it into existence. Man did not make up this holiday. This is God spoken. This holy day, not holiday, I'm sorry, holy day. Because this is the events that happen in Matthew chapter 26, verse 17. this is when it began. You can call it the Last Supper. Many call it the Last Supper. Okay, so this was the Lord's Last Supper at evening time. Today. Okay, so it's April 2nd on the Gregorian calendar. So at evening time, I will be making a Passover plate. Okay, specifically, he tells us what to put on our plates, what to do. He gives us instructions. And by the way, Torah means instructions. You can call it his law, but more correctly, it's actually in Hebrew. Torah means his instructions. So there's a lot of instructions, and this is one of his instructions, okay, and his feast days, because it's his first and second coming. Okay, and so we'll get to that. So today is Passover at evening time. So I am preparing myself, and I'll go ahead and explain it in just a minute, how you can prepare for yourself also. Now, if it's too late for you to do, well, there's always next year. Okay, there's always next year. And you can save this video, all right? And you could always ask for one of these calendars. I will send it to you free, okay? No charge. I will send it to you, okay? And so tomorrow will be Passover day, okay? This is when he was crucified. As the scriptures say, and that's what we got to read, the scriptures. We got to go by scriptures, okay? And so in Matthew, you will get to this day. Throughout the night, they had their Last Supper. Throughout the night, this was when he was captured. In the morning, early in the morning, he was asked all these questions. He was interrogated, if you want to say, and then by Pontius, and then by time noon came, right before noontime, he was crucified. And so at noontime until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he was on the cross. And that will be tomorrow. That will be tomorrow in the daytime. And then they took him down off the cross before sunset. At sunset, right there at evening time, they took him down from the cross. It was a Sabbath, a very special Sabbath, not the regular Sabbath. Okay, so we'll be getting to the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Okay, so this right here, it tells you right there at the bottom, under Passover day, he was crucified. At evening time, it always starts, the days start at evening time, at sunset. So at evening time started the Day of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, knowing that he is our unleavened bread, because leaven represents sin. So when he tells us to get rid of the leaven, he's telling us to get rid of the sin, to stop sinning. He was unleavened bread. People, they say he's the bread of life. He surely is. But he's actually the unleavened bread of life, because he died sinless without leaven. Leaven represents sin. So this day at sunset, and I wrote it right there, unleavened bread evening. That's when it starts, the first day of unleavened bread. So from that day, it's a special Sabbath, and you eat unleavened bread for 7 days. So this is day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. 7 days you eat unleavened bread, and you remove all the leaven out of your house. Okay, these are specific instructions by God, not by man. Okay, that's what's the most important thing. When you start obeying these commandments, it's a blessing. And guess what? He loves our obedience. So then he will bless you in more ways than you can imagine, especially inside your heart. Okay, many ways he can bless you. It's not only talking about, this is not about prosperity. It's about your inner being. It gets so intimate. He blesses you from the inside, from the inside. It's just amazing. And so it brings you that much closer to him, okay, until he comes back, until he returns. All right, so we'll be going over that once again, how to do it. But I just wanted to take you through this calendar as we begin the scriptures. And so I'll go ahead and read you Psalm 81:3. This is talking about when they were in Egypt, the first one in Exodus chapter 12. Now Psalm 81:3 says, blow the shofar. So at sunset today and at the beginning of the month, on Rosh Chodesh, at the beginning of month, okay, we blow the shofar, as it says right here, blow the shofar at the new month, at the fullness for our feast day. Now, some will say, and it's very interesting, that Yom Teruah, they always blew the trumpets at the beginning of a month. They made a resounding sound. This is the commandment, okay? And so, but I truly believe it was talking about Pesach, Passover, okay? So Passover, Psalm 81:3 says, blow the shofar, sound, make a rejoice, play music, rejoice, shout, if you want to say joy, okay? That's what that means. If you don't have a shofar, I understand. If you have any musical instruments, it doesn't matter. Make a resounding sound of joy, okay? And so, especially at the fullness for our feast day, okay? And so, we know that this feast day is the Passover in this month, okay? And so, I will be blowing the shofar. I will be making a resounding sound at sunset, okay? I already did it. Happy New Year last year, okay? I mean, a couple weeks ago, okay? And so I did it myself. I it's all by myself. I just started shouting Happy New Year, you know, because I was on the God's calendar, and it's beautiful, it's wonderful, okay? And so I'm going to go ahead now, and we'll bring up this calendar again. All right, so you can take a picture of it if you want to. Sometimes I would do that, but I can send you one if you want it. And so a digital copy, okay? And so I'm going to go now to the scriptures, and we'll go ahead and begin. All right, so this is Passover, unleavened bread. So this is the note I made here. For those who follow my Bible study on Mondays, they probably already seen these notes, okay? We're doing a Bible study in 1 Corinthians. We're in chapter 7 already. We did many other Bible studies. So if you're interested, Monday live, every Monday at 9:30 in the morning, okay? And so sometimes it could be rather long, so get ready for those. Anyhow, these notes were in a couple weeks ago. I did this. I went over it in the Bible study, okay? And so these are the same notes, so those who watch, they know what the note is, okay? The note. Every time I'm going to open up the note, probably many go, oh no, here we go. We're going to be here for another hour because I go through a lot of scriptures, okay? I go through a lot of scriptures, sometimes longer than, anyhow, I let the Holy Spirit lead, okay? And so here we go. Let me get some water before I start here. All right. And so here we go. And this is perfect today. This is perfect today because you could actually visualize it. And this is why I'm coming out with this video today, because you can actually visualize it, okay? And that's what you want. You want to visualize it in your mind's eye, okay? In your mind's eye, according to the scriptures, and so that you can get it, instill it in your heart. And you can actually say, this was happening today. This was actually happening today. This is why I want you to read Matthew chapter 26 and go to my playlist, and it's there. I read it to you. So it's there. Okay. Just look at my playlist. Okay. It is there. And so that you can visualize on the exact day that it actually happened. And so in history, these are exactly the days. Even though there's a Gregorian calendar now, we're not on that. We're speaking about his calendar, but telling you on the Gregorian calendar what days they are. But we're going exactly by his dates, like I just went through. Okay, so today is the physical day that this happened in history when he walked in Jerusalem. Okay, and this happened on Passover day. Okay, and so the Passover and unleavened bread. Okay, the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as written in Leviticus, which we're going to be reading, okay, and in Exodus. So I put here the Passover instituted, prophesied by our Lord. And yes, I said prophesied, because he prophesied it. He knows the beginning from the end. And you might many of you will probably say, yeah, in Exodus chapter 12, that was the first instituted, when he instituted the Passover. And actually, no. And he's like, what? No. Yes. I mean, no, yes. Yes, no. Okay. So anyhow, in the book of Revelation, and we know this is Yeshua in the book of Revelation. Of course it is. He is the first and the last. He is the I am. He is the I am. Okay. And so, and Revelation, it just tells you that all Revelation, he's saying he is the I am. Okay. So we know who he is. Him and the Father are one. That's amazing because he is the creator. Okay. And so, he instituted this from the beginning. He knew he would have to come down. Him and the Father are one. So God died for us on Passover. Okay? Yeshua, Yahweh Elohim, died for our sins. The visible image of an invisible God died for our sins as he walked with us on this earth. He walked amongst his disciples. He showed himself to many. So this is what he needed to do to redeem our spirits back to himself. It needed to be done. The first human being, Adam, failed to do it. So this is what led into being corrupt. The whole earth is being corrupt because through one man's sin, and that was Adam and Eve, okay? Can't just blame Adam, okay? So him as a human being had to do it for us. 100% human, 100% God, okay? And so he had to die for our sins to redeem our spirits back to himself. He had to make the way. This is why he's the way, the truth, and the life, okay? And so the Passover and unleavened bread, the feast of Passover and unleavened bread. Now, once again, I explained to you Abib 14, 59, 49. And today is April 2nd, 2024 on your Gregorian calendar. So Abib or Nisan 14 is Passover Eve, okay? As we just went through the calendar. The year 5949, ever since, remember, day 4, time started, okay? And so the Passover instituted, prophesied by our Lord. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. It says, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. That's Passover, because this is when he was slain. This is when he died for us. And so it was created ever since the creation of the world. Ever since then, he knew he would have to do this. He knows the beginning. He is the first and the last. Okay, and so that is in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. And all those inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, those who do not believe in him. Okay, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life. All right, so the next time it's mentioned is in Exodus chapter 12, 1 through 11. It says, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. So you say, what calendar do I go by? What calendar should we go by? By his mouth, by his voice, by his commandment. That's the one. No man-made calendars, no man-made months, no man-made holy days. This month. And he's talking about the month of Abib. And that is scripture, okay? And so, this month shall be the beginning of months, because it was the beginning of time. Remember this, it was set already, okay? The first, on the fourth day, the first month began, all right? So, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you, okay? The first month of the year to you. So, this is why we just began a year on his calendar. So it says, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month. This is why it's so amazing. So when you understand the calendar and how this is right now, as I'm speaking to you, this is the first month. So when you know the calendar and you get one of these calendars and you're reading it, you say, wow, this happened right now. Yes, this month is the beginning of the month. Springtime is the beginning of months. Springtime, everything's alive, everything's blossoming. It's beautiful outside. This is the beginning of the months, okay? And so it says, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb. A lamb. Okay, understand. A lamb. According to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, perfect, undefiled. This was Yeshua, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. So this is when they were in bondage in Egypt. This was the last plague, if you want to say. This was the last one right here. All right, so this is the Passover in Egypt before they passed over and he split the Red Sea. Okay, so this is when it's mentioned next. Verse 6 says, now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. This month. So it's in the context. This month. The 14th day of the same month. See how specific he is. Details. Today is not actually the 14th yet. At sunset, it will be the 14th. Remember, every day started at sunset. Sunset to sunset the following day. That was a day. Okay, and so today is actually the 13th of Abib right now. At daytime, right now. All right, so I put there Abib. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. At twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night. Eat the flesh on that night. Roast it in fire with unleavened bread. Now, today does not start our day of unleavened bread, but we do eat unleavened bread with the meal, just like Yeshua did and the disciples did at the Last Supper. And with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. Bitter herbs, why? Because as you read through Matthew, you know that they dipped a sponge while he was so thirsty, they gave him sour wine mixed with gall. Okay, and sour wine they gave him. And that was just more of a mocking that they would give him that to drink. Okay, so this is why we eat the bitter herbs. Okay, so bitter. So here we go. It says, do not eat it, verse 9. Do not eat it raw, nor boil it with water. It gives you specific instructions. Do not eat it raw or boiled in water, but roast it in fire. Now, you can put it on your stove, you can cook it on your stove, or you can have a barbecue and cook it outside, roast it over fire. Its head with its legs and its entrails. Now, there are brothers and sisters out there that gather together on these Passover, this Feast of Passover, in obedience to him, and they have a lot of people over, and so they'll make a whole lamb, okay? And this is specifically how to do it. If you're going to do that, which is fine to do. It is okay to eat the lamb. It tells us here, in honor of him, in a memorial to him. It never tells us not to eat it. Okay, and so, let's make it simple. Verse 10, you shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So if you want to dress up like that, that's fine. But you know what I mean. This was history, okay? And so it says, you shall eat it in haste. Hurry up. You shall eat it in haste because why? He was going to take out all the firstborn of all the children in Egypt, including Pharaoh's. And we can go into detail why he did that because there was many children. And this is the time of Moses as a baby that they killed. Okay, and so could it be because that I truly believe that that's why he took every firstborn male of the pharaohs of the Egyptians. Okay, so anyhow, we can get into that another day. And so verse 10, remember it says, you shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning? So you shall not let any remain until morning, but if there is remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. Specific instructions, okay, from the Lord. Okay, so I did this last year. I'll be showing you a picture. I think I'll show you a picture that I did burn the remains of my Passover meal in the morning. I took it out there and just set fire on it, and I burned it up. It wasn't much. It's just me, right? And so verse 11, it says, and thus you shall eat it. Okay, so we go ahead, and it says, so you shall eat it in haste. Why? Because they were getting ready to go. Okay, they were getting ready to go. And he knew all the firstborn, they were going to die, because this is what happened. They put it, okay, well, we'll get there right now. We'll get there right now. It is the Lord's Passover. So the blood of the lamb, I would like for you to read Exodus 12 in the context. The blood of the lamb is what saved them from the death angel, if you want to say, from extinct. It was covering their homes, so that when the death angel came, the death angel would come to take the lives of Pharaoh's firstborn, Egypt's firstborn. It would pass over their homes, the Israelites' homes. Okay, so the blood saves. Okay, the redemption of the blood of the lamb. So it's a perfect analogy of what he did for us today. Because by his blood, the blood of the lamb, we are saved. So he passes over us when we receive him as Lord and Savior in our hearts. He passes over us. In other words, he takes us with us. Okay, we're saved. Okay, so just how the Israelites were saved by the blood of the lamb. Amen. And so we get to Leviticus chapter 23, 4 through 8. This is the next mention of the Passover unleavened bread. The Passover unleavened bread. Now, this was instituted the same. It didn't change, but he did put a date on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He put a date, and it's the following day. All right, so go ahead and read the context of Exodus chapter 12, and now we get into Leviticus chapter 23. This is when they got through the wilderness and they made it to Mount Sinai at the foot of the mountain, okay, when it was written for them, the instructions, the Torah, unblemished, uncorrupted, okay, it was written for us, okay, to be kept. And so they were given to them in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 4 through 8. Yahweh's appointed times. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, the appointed times of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim as holy convocations. My appointed times are these. Now, I emphasize appointed because that's what it says. These are called Moedim. They're appointed times by God. Plain and simple. Appointed times by God. Okay? That's why they're called divinely appointed times. So these are still valid. He never got rid of his commandments. We are to keep his commandments and his appointments. Okay? Because at this appointment that he made way back then, well, that appointment came to pass when he died for our sins on Passover Day. I hope you can understand it. I hope I made that super clear. That appointed time that he made in Leviticus chapter 23, that he made in Exodus chapter 12, that appointed time happened on Abib 14, and it came to pass. And so all those who knew the Torah, who knew these scriptures, and there were many that knew them, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, all the prophets, the disciples, they were understanding it kind of because they had been corrupted with a different or a rewritten Torah. Okay, so, but many understood. And this is why Yeshua had to come and say, I am the Passover lamb. I am the feast days. I am the unleavened bread. And then they understood. They're like, oh my goodness, we have been going over these feast days generation after generation. Now we know you're the Messiah. You're the one that spoke all these things. Yes, it was him. It was him. And first fruits is the feast of first fruits of the resurrection. And so imagine them finding out. Paul, they all knew it, okay, after they were filled with the Ruach and Yeshua was walking with them. So beautiful. And you can picture it because today, once again, I'll say today, he was walking with his disciples and he was telling them to get the Passover meal ready, as we read in Matthew chapter 26, 17 through the rest of the chapters. Get the Passover meal ready. That's what that today was, okay? And so there are holy convocations. And so first one being in Leviticus chapter 23, they're all in chronological order. What do I mean by that? You'll see the Sabbath being the first on top of that chapter, chapter 23, because that's creation. Of course, that's the most important, the Sabbath, to keep the Sabbath holy, because that's everything was created in those 6 days. Everything, time began, Passover, all this in those first 6 days. And he rested on the seventh and he commanded us to keep the Sabbath. And he never abolished those, okay? Never. You cannot. We're living in it right now. We're living in creation, okay? And so the Sabbath is the first one. For 6 days, work may be done, but on the seventh day, which has always been Saturday, was the seventh day, always, until the Gregorian calendar changed it. God never changed it. Nowhere in the Bible will you find that God changed the first day to the last day to Sunday. It's never been like that. Man changed that. It remains a Sabbath. It remains Saturday. That's the last day because he rose on the first day of the week, which now we call Sunday. So we got to understand these biblical spoken feast days, including the Sabbath, how important they are. All right, so the Passover unleavened bread in Leviticus. So it says, these are the appointed times, meaning Moedim or seasons of Yahweh. Okay, not necessarily meaning just the feast days. Actually, the season of spring, that's what it actually can mean. And that's what it does mean. Within the spring and fall feast, he has placed his appointed times in them. Okay, and so it says, these are the appointed times of Yahweh. Holy convocations, which you shall proclaim at the appointed times for them. Okay, and so once again, which you shall proclaim at the appointed times. Now it says, well, any day is fine. Any day is fine. Well, then we're not following his instructions. So remember, this is the Lord. This is Yahweh speaking here. He says, you shall proclaim. These are holy convocations. Holy, they are holy. These are truly holy convocations, which you shall proclaim. Not maybe if you want to, or you can use any other day of the week. No, he says, these are your holy convocations. So what does it matter? Does it matter what man says? No, it matters what God says. What would God think? It says, you shall proclaim at the times for them in the first month. Okay, once again, there it is, in the first month, Abib, okay, on the 14th day of the month. So we just went through that in Exodus. This is when he gave us the first day, the first month. Then he tells us on the 14th day. So he reiterates it here. He makes it, he sets it in stone, if you want to say, okay, because he did put it on stone, okay. And so it says at twilight. You say, wait a minute, it does say twilight. Yes, at sunset. At sunset, it says, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight. So when you're reading this right now, you could say, yeah, at sunset. You could look at the sun at sunset when the sun is going down. That begins the 14th day of the month. That is the Passover meal. And that's exactly what happened on that day when he died for our sins, as read in Matthew, okay, Matthew chapter 26, 17 through the rest of the chapters, 27 and 28. All right, so in verse 5, it says, verse 5, once again, in the first month, Abib, on the 14th day of the month at twilight, is the Passover of Yahweh, okay, of the Lord. Then on the 15th day, the next day, okay, the next day. Now, we didn't see this in Exodus 12, but now we're seeing it, that God spoke the next day, the 15th, okay, of the same month. There is the feast of unleavened bread to Yahweh for 7 days. You shall eat unleavened bread. Now, that is a commandment. It's not if you want to. It is an instruction of the Lord, and it's beautiful. Once again, leaven has to do with sin. So we're doing this in remembrance of him. Okay, so he went into the tomb unleavened. He's the unleavened bread of life. Okay, so that's the next day. So that would be tomorrow at sunset begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It will be the first day. Okay, and so you are to remove all the leaven out of your homes. Okay, all your houses, remove all the leaven and eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Doesn't matter, you could eat it in the morning, you could eat it whenever. Give thanks because you're being obedient. Give them thanks for those 7 days. No special way to do it. Just pray, acknowledge it. You could eat it with your dinners or your breakfast, whatever, a piece, okay, of unleavened bread. All right. So it says, then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Yahweh, to the Lord. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Verse 7, on the first day you shall have a holy convocation of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So tomorrow at sunset is a Sabbath. It is a Sabbath because he said it's a Sabbath. Okay, it's a special Sabbath. On the first day, tomorrow at sunset. Okay, tomorrow at sunset. Remember, this is when they took him off the cross and they put him in the tomb. That began the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Okay, right then there. So he was in the tomb. Okay, tomorrow at sunset, he was in the tomb. They brought him down, they put him in the tomb. That begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now you see the correlation. Because he died for our sins. They killed him. They crucified him. He was on the cross. Then they took him down. He went into the tomb, sinless, unleavened. And so by us removing the leaven out of our homes, we are doing it in honor of him. That's the importance of it. We are doing it in honor of him. Not like it doesn't matter. It does matter. That's our salvation. Okay? And so this is how serious these are. And he loves our obedience. And he loves how we reflect on what he done for us. And so we go and buy unleavened bread. And we eat a piece every day. And we get the leaven out of our homes. It's not too difficult. In honor of what he did for us. It should be not difficult at all to do this. Okay, so you shall not do any laborious work on that day. Starting at sunset tomorrow, it is a Sabbath. No work shall be done till the following day at sunset. Okay? But for 7 days you shall bring near, verse 8, you shall bring near an offering by fire to Yahweh. On the seventh day is a holy convocation. So this will be next week on the 21st. Next Tuesday ends the day of unleavened bread. And that is a Sabbath. The last day, it's the 21st, next week, right now, next week, 7 days from today will be the 21st. Every year, this is exactly the same every single year. There's no confusion. It is set. This calendar is set. It won't move around. The Gregorian calendar will move around, not this one. And so this is why I will send you those calendars. I will send you the months. All right, so here we go. It says, on the seventh day is a holy convocation, so no work is to be done on Tuesday at sunset to the following day at sunset. Okay? You shall not do any laborious work. So you say, when did this come to pass? Now that was prophesied. Okay? And they did it ever since the beginning. They did that ever since the foundations of the earth. This started in the first month of time, when time began. Because once again, it says it in Revelations, from the foundations of the earth, On the fourth day, time started. So that first month started. And that was given to them. They knew these ways of the Lord and these things. You know, even though it doesn't say it in Genesis, time began. That was his first month. Okay, the date started. And so all the way we have it till today. Okay, and it was instituted. And if you don't believe that, well, it doesn't matter, because in Exodus 12, it was instituted by him, by his mouth. Okay, and so in Matthew, this is where we find today. Today is Abib 13. At sunset, it will be Abib 14. Today is 13. AD 32. Why do I put 32? Because this is, they say, this is the end of his ministry. Jesus, this is when he was killed. Okay, in history, on Abib 14, AD 32. Matthew chapter 27, 45 through 53. Now, this is where I said you can start in Matthew 26, verse 17 through 26 through 27, all the way to 28. That'll give you the timeline, okay? And once again, it's in my playlist. So in Matthew 27, 45 through 53, it says, "Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour," amen. "Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour." So from the sixth hour, that was from 12 noon to 3 o'clock, okay? This was the sixth hour, because they count the hours from the morning, okay? From sunset, they'll start counting the hours, 1, 2, 3. There's 12 hours in the day, there's 12 hours in the night. So this is how they count their hours from the morning. Okay, so this was the sixth hour. Okay, so it was 12 noon, around that time, 12 noon. Okay. "Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land." Now when you go through Matthew, it'll tell you a little bit before they crucified him, a little bit before noon. But from that noon hour until 3, darkness covered the whole land in broad daylight. And so this will be happening tomorrow. This will be happening tomorrow. So you can picture it in your eyes. Tomorrow will be Passover day. Verse 46, "And about the ninth hour, about 3 p.m., Yeshua cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, did you forsake me?'" That is, my El, why have you forsaken me?" "Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, 'This man is calling for Elijah,' because Elijah in the Hebrew is Eliyahu." That's Elijah in the Hebrew is Eliyahu. So when he was saying, "Eli, Eli," they thought he was calling for Elijah. But actually he was saying, "My El, my El." So in verse 48, "Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink." So that's the bitter herbs, as we will be going through. That's the bitter herbs. "And so the rest said," and remember, he's the lamb with bitter herbs, "and unleavened bread." He's the unleavened bread of life. Now you kind of understand what the plate looks like, what you should be eating. A piece of lamb, because he was the Passover lamb. Bitter herbs, because they put the sponge, okay, with sour wine on it. And they put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink. And then the unleavened bread, because he died sinless, unleavened. "The rest said, 'Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah, Eliyahu, will come to save him.' And Yeshua cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit," his set-apart Holy Spirit. Verse 51, "Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Amen and amen. Now many wonder what this is. And my opinion, what I see here, that was a foreshadow of the resurrection, a foreshadow of how it's going to be when he resurrects us on that day, the day of resurrection, when he returns to us. Amen. And so there you have it there. Now I'm going to go ahead and pull up. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to change this over now. And we're going to be going over first fruits. Okay. So this is the resurrection of the dead. This was the first day of the week, Sunday. Okay. This was the first day of the week, Sunday, according to biblical calendar, the first day of the week. All right. So this was, let me go ahead and get a drink of water. And we'll talk about the Feast of First Fruits. This is also scriptural, okay? The Feast of First Fruits, prophesied. Remember, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits. It's in chronological order in the chapter 23 of Leviticus. Chronological order. Like it was meant to be there. It's like an official chapter document because it's his first and second coming. The fall feasts are his second coming. And we're going to be doing a special on that. But today we're focusing in on this week, okay, according to the biblical calendar. And I do have the fall feast with scripture also, okay, where they came to pass and how they will come to pass. It's all scriptural, okay, the fall feast. That would be the Day of Trumpets, okay, Day of Atonement, and then we have the last but not least, Sukkot, which is Tabernacles, okay? And so, Yom Kippur, Yom Teruah, Yom Kippur in the Hebrew, and then we have Sukkot in the Hebrew, okay? All right, so, the Resurrection of the Dead, Feast of First Fruits, Abib 19, 59, 49. Okay, so once again, same month, this month we're in right now, Abib 19, 59, 49, okay, which is the first day of the week, this coming Sunday. Okay, we're on the 14th, okay, 15th will be tomorrow at sunset, and then the 19th is what, Sunday, okay, the first day of the week, Abib 19, 59, 49, which will be April the 7th. 2024. We'll go ahead and show you this on the calendar right now, and then we'll begin. All right, so remember I told you right here is Passover. Here's the 15th Passover, which is tomorrow. Okay, tonight at sunset is evening. Tomorrow is the day. Okay, at evening we begin unleavened bread, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which will take us to the Sabbath, the regular Sabbath. Okay, that's Abib 18 is the regular Sabbath. Okay, from Friday at sunset to Saturday at sunset. That's very important because this is when he rose on the first day of the week over here on the 7th. You see up there, day one. This is when they found the tomb empty. So remember this because we're going to be going through the Feast of First Fruits, how it aligns just perfectly the day after the Sabbath, first fruits. And then we'll be going over, count the days, 49 days to Shavuot, okay, to Pentecost. All right, so that was day 5 of unleavened bread, no eating no leaven in your homes. And Sunday was the Feast of First Fruits, the day of resurrection, okay? Now, I got to mention this because I really have to mention this, that this day was never called Easter. With all my love, all my heart, this day was never called Easter in the Bible. You will never find that word, Easter, in the Bible. Never. You won't find it. That is a man-made holy day. It is a man-made holy day. And there's more to it, but actually it has to do with pagan ties. Okay, so we do not call it Easter. There was a name to it, and it was called the Feast of First Fruits. He was the first fruits of the resurrection. And so we're going to be going through that right now. All right. With all my love for those who do this, okay, just know that, okay? So now we go back. Let me go ahead and remove that from there. Oh, let me get there. Okay, hold on. Okay. I move it down. Okay, so let me... I don't want to... Okay, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. No, I didn't want to do that. Okay, hold on just a second here. I got to get that. Oh, there we go. All right, so there we go. I'm telling you, this is new software, okay? It's not new, but I haven't used it in a while. All right, so there we have it. There's the resurrection of the dead, Feast of First Fruits. All right, so that's this coming Sunday, April 7, 2024. According to God's calendar, remember this. Okay, so Leviticus chapter 23 in chronological order, verse 9. Okay, actually, this is verse 9 through 14. Okay, let me go ahead and make that fix there. 9 through verse 14. Okay, there it is there. So it's the Feast of First Fruits, prophesied. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses. Remember, when God speaks, we must listen. Speak to the sons of Israel. This is when it was prophesied. And say to them, when you enter the land which I'm going to give to you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. So it has always been about us going into the harvest, preaching the gospel, taking the Great Commission to the harvest. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. So this has other implications in it also. So when we go into the harvest and we preach the gospel wherever we're at, we preach the gospel, we talk about salvation, hopefully somebody comes to believe in the Lord, and that is what? The Holy Spirit enters into his heart. So we are a part of the first fruits. Me, you, as believers in Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we are part of the first fruits, and Jesus, Yeshua, was the first to resurrect to make the way for us. He's the first fruits of the resurrection. Okay? And so, it says, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. Now, who's our high priest now? So when we are doing the Great Commission and people accept the Lord as their Savior, then they what? They're offered up to the high priest, which is Yeshua. Okay, this is why he gave us the Great Commission, as we're going to be reading. I believe we have it here. So in verse 11, it says, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh for you to be accepted on the day after the Sabbath. Now, you have arrows right there. You got to specifically look at that and say, okay, on the day after the Sabbath. So what was this week? On Saturday is the Sabbath. At sunset ends the regular Sabbath. And so that is the first day of the week. And that begins the next day. Okay? So the next day is talking about the Feast of First Fruits here. The next day after the Sabbath. And Christ being our first fruits. Okay? So we're following along with the calendar. Okay? So let's go ahead, because a lot do not understand this, okay? They don't understand this part, okay? And so that would be right there, okay, on that day, on the 6th right there, all right? So the next day after the regular Sabbath will be the first day of the week, so which is the Feast of First Fruits, okay? And so let's go ahead and get back, and we'll go back to that calendar in just a minute. All right, so it says, the priest shall wave it. Now, on the day when you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb, 1 year old. So it's talking about Yeshua there once again, without blemish. Okay, so he was offered up. He rose on the first day. He was the first fruits of the resurrection. And he was out without blemish for a burnt offering to Yahweh. Its grain offering shall then be 2/10 of an ephah. So we know we don't do this anymore. But this is what they were told to do. And this is what they did for many, many years. Okay. And so it says 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering by fire to Yahweh for a soothing aroma, with its drink offering, 1/4 of a hin of wine, until this same day, until you have brought in the offering of your Elohim, you shall eat neither bread, nor roasted grain, nor new growth. It is to be a perpetual statute forever, forever, throughout your generations and all your places of habitation. Yes, forever is right now. Forever, the Feast of First Fruits, is because it's the resurrection. It will always be forever because he's going to come back to us and what? Resurrect us. Okay, and so it's forever. So this is why it says a perpetual statute, which means forever, throughout all your generations, in all your places of habitation. Remember, you can do this wherever. Believers are supposed to be one body. This is not just specifically for Israel. Okay, so anywhere, anywhere. Believers are worldwide. We're all worldwide. We're one body. We should be one body in one accord. According to what? According to the instructions of our Lord. Amen. And so, where did it come to pass? So it was prophesied here in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 9 through 14. And it came to pass in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 12 through 34, which tells us to keep the feast day. To keep these feast days. And you're like, what? Yes, it came to pass. And so Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 34, now if Messiah is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Messiah has been raised. And if Messiah has not been raised from the dead, then our preaching is in vain. Like right now, our preaching is in vain. Let me turn this off. Give me a second here. Okay, so our preaching is in vain. Remember, it says when we go into the harvest, as we're reading in Leviticus, as we go into the harvest, it's the same thing. As we're going into the harvest, right here it says, but if there's no resurrection, it says, of the dead, not Messiah, then even Messiah has been raised, okay, if there is no resurrection. But Messiah has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. He's saying if it's in vain, we're doing it in vain, but we know he's been resurrected. And Paul knew this also. He says your faith also is in vain. Like in other words, if there's no resurrection of the dead, then it's everything's in vain because this is our resurrection. So verse 15, it says, moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of Elohim if we don't believe in the resurrection of the dead. Because we bore witness against Elohim, God, that he raised Messiah, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Messiah has been raised. And if Messiah has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then also, it says, then those also who have fallen asleep in Messiah, those who had died believing, have perished, like gone. If in this life only we have expectation in Messiah, we are all of men the most wretched. Verse 20, here we go. But now Messiah has been raised from the dead. So this is Sunday, the first day of the week. This is the Feast of First Fruits. But now Messiah has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The first fruits of the resurrection, just like spoken of in Leviticus. It says, for since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Messiah all will be made alive. But each in his own order, Messiah the first fruits, right there. Messiah the first fruits. The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Messiah, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Messiah, the first fruits. After that, those who are of Messiah at his coming, the resurrection, the day that we're all waiting for, our blessed hope. Then comes the end. Then comes the end to the beginning of the kingdom, right? When he hands over the kingdom to Elohim, the Father, when he has abolished all rule and authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be abolished is death, for he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put into subjection, it is evident that he is expected who put all things in subjection to him. And when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself shall also be subject to him who put all things under him, in order that Elohim may be all in all. Amen and amen. And so it goes on to say, otherwise, what will those do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead are not raised at all? Because they weren't believing in the resurrection. He was preaching Christ crucified, being our first fruits, and they weren't believing him, that he rose from the dead. If the dead are not raised at all, why then are they baptized for them? Why are we also in danger every hour? I affirm, brothers, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If from human motives I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus, he put his life on the line because he knew Christ. He seen Christ. He saw him. He stood with him. He showed himself to Paul and to all the disciples. And so then he writes this down. He says, I turned and I went because I knew I've been born again. I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus. Just like so many today are losing their lives for his name's sake. Today, in the Middle East, in the surrounding nations, they have been losing their lives. Persecution and oppression is at an all-time high by the enemy, especially in those surrounding nations. But many, many, many of those are turning to Christ. Many Arabs, many of them are turning to Christ. And many Muslims also. And this is the Lord's heart. And many Jews also. And so it says, what does it profit me if the dead are not raised? What does it profit him, he's saying, if the dead is not raised? What does it profit me? What does it profit you? If we're not going to be, we were waiting for the day of resurrection. And that this is all true. And so it says in verse 33. Do not be deceived. In other words, what I'm doing right now, it's all in vain. If there's not a resurrection of the dead, then what I'm speaking to you right now, telling you about the calendar, telling you about this day, telling you about his instructions, telling you about how these things were prophesied and they came to pass. If all these things that I'm telling you right now, if there is no resurrection and it doesn't matter about his holy, holy feast days that he instructed us to do and to keep, then all this that I'm speaking to you, endless hours, endless preaching, it's all in vain. If there is no resurrection of the dead, and how he did, and how he gave us these instructions to be obedient to. Verse 32. If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Like, what does it matter then? Let us just eat, have a good time. Everything that he's given us, let's just use it. Let's just do it and just forget about all this. Let's just party. Let's just eat and drink and be merry, and tomorrow we die. Let's never mind about all these instructions, all these commandments, all these feast days. If there is no resurrection and he didn't die for our sins. But he did. And I can guarantee you, 100%, without any doubt, that these events happen. And that these instructions, these commandments mean the world to him. And they should mean the world to us. To keep them in obedience. Verse 33, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Verse 34, become righteously sober-minded and stop sinning. For some have no knowledge of God. And that's a shame. Because many have no knowledge of God. And this is why I'm doing this. So if you haven't placed your trust, your faith and trust in Jesus, Yeshua, for salvation, please consider it. It'll be the best choice you've ever made, no matter what anybody tells you or anybody thinks of you, because you made that stand for God. Because this life, this world as we know it, it is finishing. It is coming to an end. You see everything going on in the news. Please don't turn your blind eye. It is coming to an end, and He's given us so many signs. So I always have to offer salvation to you. If you're out there listening to this, choose life. Ask Him into your heart. With all your heart sincerity, tell Him you want to be a part of the new kingdom that He establishes on this earth, and you want to live eternally with Him and not go to the bad place, because there is a very bad place to go to if you were dying your sins today. Make that right choice. Make that right choice. Okay? And so I continue here. He says, I speak this to your shame. And so we go ahead now, and we go back to the calendar, okay? And so we're almost done with this now. We're coming to a close now. And I did want to show you a picture. Let me see if I got it here. No, I don't have it here. Let me just go ahead and I'll show you maybe the next time. I was just going to show you how I burned up the leftovers last year. But I am going to show you a picture right now of what your plate should look like. Okay, and so there we have it there. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, hold on. Oh. So I didn't plan that. I kind of messed up a little, but that was the video. That was the video of me burning the leftovers, okay? I couldn't find it, but I didn't plan this, okay, but somehow, some way it came up. Anyhow, that's me burning the leftovers, okay, burning the leftovers from last year, okay. So it's so simple as that. When it comes morning, okay, that is meant to be done, okay. After this evening, which Passover evening is coming, in the morning you just burn it, put it in a bag. You can do it that same night, tonight, after you finish, if you want to do it tonight. But specifically says if there's any leftovers from the meal, then you burn it and then you get rid of it, okay? And so let me get to that other picture again, because now let's see if I could get there. Give me a minute, okay? Give me a minute here, okay? Give me a second here. All right, so let's just go ahead and pull that up. And we're going to get to those pictures. Hopefully I can find them for you, okay? All right, so here we go. It should be down here. Yeah, I think I just passed it up. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, good thing here. All right, so let me go ahead and make that small for you. Actually, that's fine. That's fine, like right there, okay? I have a thing about things looking right, okay? If you haven't noticed that already, okay? So that's the Passover meal, what it should look like, specifically a piece of lamb, okay? It doesn't have to have a bone in it, okay? It's in remembrance of Him. We don't want to get too complicated. There are some, with all due respect, I love my brothers and sisters, all of them out there, but sometimes we can overdo it and get too specific, too detailed, and it's very simple, just like in the scriptures. Like, so okay, so we eat the Passover lamb. It says we could eat it. There's no problem, and we're doing it in honor of what Yeshua did for us, our Passover lamb. So there is a bone in this one. This year I don't have a bone. I bought some boneless piece of lamb, and so there is the meat. Okay, this is a lamb from last year, 2023. These crackers are unleavened bread, and my shout out, if any time the little panaderia, el panaderia, that means the bread, they make fresh bread, okay? And this is how everything worked out so smoothly according on this calendar. And I took everything, when everything works out smoothly, that's when you know the Lord's in favor, right? When things just don't work, they just don't work. And it's like, you can't find unleavened bread. You can't. And this year, right there, this year, I was having troubles. Last year, I wasn't on this calendar. I was actually having troubles finding lamb and all sorts of things happened. I just couldn't. I'm just saying. And so this year, I said, well, I'm gonna have to go find some unleavened bread somewhere. I don't know if they sell it around here or whatever. So I just put it in my heart, go to your local bread shop, okay, Fresh Panadería, and ask them if they can make you some, if they don't have it. And sure enough, the Lord put it in their heart to make me fresh unleavened bread for actually 7 days, actually 10 days. And I picked it up on the next day. Everything came out smoothly. I have it in the refrigerator, and so I'm going to start eating unleavened bread at evening, okay? Fresh. I'm talking about big pieces, okay? Just fresh pieces of unleavened bread they made me, okay, from a bakery. And so that's what I did this year, and everything worked out fine. But you can find this. Last year was just crackers, okay? So this was, they were very dry, and they're actually very hard. I tell you the truth, they didn't taste too good, but I know these, they're going to taste really good, okay? But it was unleavened, okay? And that's, remember, the leaven stands for sin, okay? So this was unleavened bread according to Exodus 12. There is your piece of lamb, okay? I use parsley, okay? You can use any type of parsley. It says bitter herbs. So this is an herb. It's a green herb. You could use any green, dark leafy green as an herb, and then the bitterness would come from, I use vinegar. That's vinegar right there. And I already got my vinegar in the refrigerator. You dip the parsley, you pray. You pray this evening, and remember, you eat what? The communion, okay? This is when communion was actually instituted. The bread and the wine, which is his blood and his body. Unleavened bread, because he's the unleavened bread of life, that offered up his body for us. It was bruised and beaten, as we were reading, in Matthew, bruised and beaten. So, and also the holes. Okay. So the holes, this is where they go into details. Now, if you want to, there's nothing wrong with that. There's actually crackers that are made unleavened for this specific reason, because they have the holes in them. You notice the holes right there. Okay. Because he was pierced. Okay. So this is the one of the reasons they get crackers. But is it really, do you need to get those? It's okay if you do, but it's not specifically said. It just says unleavened bread, okay? But if you see the holes right there in these crackers, it's because he was pierced, okay? And he's the unleavened bread that was pierced, and he was beaten for us, okay? And so, and this is actually communion. This is where you partake of the vine, the bread and the wine. Okay, this was this Last Supper. And so this is where it came from. Okay, so we always can do this in remembrance of him. Okay, the bread and the wine, remembrance of him. Okay, and so, and the Passover every year. So, and so this is the piece of lamb. And then I put some lettuce in it. And this is the plate. This is the plate. And I know you may have seen many cedar plates, but I don't see any other ingredients anywhere in the Bible. Anywhere in the Bible. That's what matters the most. I don't see any other ingredients in Exodus 12 but the lamb, the unleavened bread, and the bitter herbs. That's it. Three items. And plus the wine and the bread. Communion, okay? The wine, okay, and the bread. That's it. Simple, very simple. Now, I like to light an incense. Why? Because in the temple, and our bodies are the temple, prayers were offered up in the temple by lighting incense, the altar of incense. So that's a smoothing aroma that goes up to his nostrils, our obedience and our prayers. So I like praying in with incense, okay? You could either get frankincense or myrrh. That's what I like doing. And the candle over here on the left, you don't have to. It's not biblical. But he is the light of the world. So we light a candle because he's the light of the world. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, he's the light of the world. So I light a candle. If you have a full menorah, light a full menorah, okay? But a full menorah, okay? a full menorah, okay? Not a Hanukkah menorah. And that's for another time and place. And so that's basically it. That's my Passover last year, okay? And that's it. And that comes at sunset, okay? And so I hope and pray if you are on this calendar, and I have just came across a large group that actually is on this calendar, I want to say specifically to you, and I will be reaching out to you. I will be reaching out to you, okay, very soon to say happy Passover, bitter but sweet. Bitter but sweet. Happy Passover 2024. 5949. Happy Passover, unleavened bread and first fruits. Once again, my name is David, and I believe I will end this video now. My name is David. I love you very much, all of you out there, especially that group, okay? But to all my brothers and sisters, may you understand these simple instructions, okay? These simple instructions. Oh, I am. Let me just add one more thing before I let you go here. Okay. The counting of the Omer. Now, you'll hear it said counting of the Omer. Now, that's just another name. It's just it's like a pint. It's a measurement of grain, okay, would be offered, okay? And so they would count, but specifically, the scripture says to count 49 days. And you know what? I don't have that on hand for you. Let me see if I could go ahead and pull that up, okay? Because it's very important, okay? Very important, okay? Let me see if I can pull that up for you right now, all right? And so let me go ahead and open up a Bible for you here. And so I'm going to go ahead and use... I'll go ahead and use, I'll go ahead and use this one. And I'm going to go ahead and put up Leviticus 23. Okay. All right. So we're going to get down to the Passover. You see what I'm saying? This is Leviticus 23, Yahweh's appointed time. This starts with the Sabbath. Then we have the Passover. Then we have the Feast of the Harvest. So the Passover and Unleavened Bread are right here. Okay. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is right here. Okay. And so we go ahead, and then we have the Feast of the Harvest, which is first fruits. Okay. That's another name for it. And so we go down here. And so we read, let me go down a little bit, the Feast of Weeks. Now, this is also another name for Shavuot, okay, Shavuot, okay, which is Pentecost, okay? And so we could open up that one too. Let me just give me a minute here. And we'll open up the scripture in Acts, okay, chapter 2. All right, where it came to pass, and forgive me, I didn't have this ready, but it's very simple. Actually, it's very simple. So we'll keep that open for now. All right, and we'll keep that open, and we're gonna go ahead and go to the Feast of Weeks. Okay, and so the Feast of Weeks is actually also in Hebrew. It's called Shavuot, the Feast of Shavuot. Okay, meaning that it's 7 weeks long. Seven, and this is counting the Omer, counting the days from the first day of the week, which is Sunday. We know this when he was risen, it's going to be this Sunday. You start counting day one, okay? And is it commanded for us to do so? Yes. Is it easy? Oh my goodness. All you do is have to count. That's all you have to do is every day pray and get your calendar and check mark the box. I pray today. Day one, day two, day three, day four, and just every day in your prayers. That's all you do. You count it. You keep count. Okay, that's all. You don't have to do anything but count and pray. Okay, so that's not too difficult, correct? And that's not too hard to understand. Okay, so 7 weeks of seven. So that's 49. Seven times seven is 49. And I'm not good at math. 49 days. And then you count a total of 50 days. After that Sabbath, the 50th day is Pentecost, is Shavuot. This is when he left us the Holy Spirit. So that's what started actually the new covenant with Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Now you see how these are in order. Okay, they're in order. Okay, and so they're in chronological order. So this is also called the Feast of Weeks. Okay, the Feast of Shavuot or Pentecost. Now, it says, you shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath. That's the same day after the Sabbath when he resurrected first fruits. Okay, you shall count the day after the Sabbath from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering. There shall be seven complete Sabbaths. Seven weeks. Okay. 7 times 7 being 49. And he gets really specific here. You shall count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath. So you count on your calendar, which I will be bringing to you. It will land on a day on the first day of the week. It will land exactly every year on the first day after the Sabbath, the last day of the week. It will land on the first day. It will be a Sunday, okay? And so I'm going to be bringing you those calendars, okay? So you could count along and be obedient to the Lord. So you shall count 50 days, not if you want to. Once again, these are not even commandments. They're not hard to do, to be obedient to his commandments. They're very easy, okay? And remember, he left us the Holy Spirit. We're going to get to that scripture when it came to pass. So you can say right here, prophesied. And then I'm going to take you to came to pass, okay? So count 50 days. You shall bring from your place of habitation 2 loaves of bread. And so we could end that right there, okay? Right there at verse 16, verses 15 and 16 of Leviticus, all right? And then now, prophesied by our Lord, okay? Now we go to Acts chapter 2, okay? There it is, Acts chapter 2. And there you have it right here. When the day of Shavuot, remember, it's another name for the day of weeks, the Feast of Weeks, okay? And so it's another name. It's called Shavuot or Pentecost. When the day of Shavuot had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. This was prophesied. Now you understand how intimate and how everything was prophesied in Leviticus chapter 23 by the Lord from the beginning of time of Passover, and the rest were given to us at Mount Sinai, and then at the bottom of the mountain in Leviticus chapter 23 and Exodus 12 before they reached the mountain of Sinai was prophesied. And when it came to pass, you got to understand, this was the Feast of Shavuot. This was the Feast of Weeks. They used to count the Omer for 50 days. Once again, I'll reiterate this. How when that happened on that feast day, and they had been doing this in obedience to the Lord, and then how they seen how Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits came to pass. They were just blown away because the Lord did it right in front of them. He says, I am the feast days, and I'm going to return. And so then I will be bringing you the fall feasts with scripture of when we're waiting for a return. And I'm going to take you back to 23 and show you this right now. All in chronological order. All of chapter 23 concerns the first and second coming of our Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Okay, and so it came to pass, Shavuot, there you have it there. So we go back, that's the Feast of Weeks, 49 days, 50 days you count, okay? You shall count 50 days to the day after the seventh Sabbath. Okay, so there we go, it came to pass. So now we scroll down. Next, we got the fall feasts. Remember, times and seasons. He made the fall. And this is when the equinoxes happen, the fall. So when you look into the sky and you say fall is here, it's official, fall is here. I'm going to be bringing you those calendars. And you'll be blown away because within these seasons, he placed his moedim, his appointed times, for his first and second coming, the springtime and the fall time. Okay? And so, this is the Feast of Trumpets on the last shofar blast. He'll come in the clouds. Okay? Resurrection Day. Okay? It all ties in together. Resurrection Day. All right. So, it says, again, Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, and I'm going to be bringing you all this. We're not going to do it today. In the seventh month, specifically. All right? Specifically. On the first day of the month, you shall have a rest, a memorial by blowing shofars, blowing trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no any laborious work, but you shall bring an offering by fire near to Yahweh. And then we have the Day of Atonement, which is the 10th day of that seventh month, the Day of Atonement, when he will be atoning for Israel's sins upon his return. Those who did not believe in him, he will forgive them. Many will die, many he will forgive, and he will redeem Israel back to himself. Going into the millennial kingdom, that is the marriage covenant, remarrying his beloved Israel, the apple of his eye, back to himself, and forgiving their iniquity, and placing his instructions in their hearts. And then, last but not least, tabernacling with him forever, the Feast of Booths, which is called the Feast of Sukkot. As he tabernacled with us once here on this earth, then he will bring his kingdom to this earth and we will tabernacle with him. And these feast days are instituted in the kingdom. So get ready for them. We are in a dress rehearsal because as spoken through Ezekiel in chapter 40 through 48, all these feasts that we talk about, it tells us we're going to be doing in the millennial kingdom. And we're going to be showing the others, the surviving nations, how to do so. His laws and instructions will go out from Mount Zion. Okay? And so that is our blessed hope. And so I'll be bringing you these fall feasts in another video, okay, when that comes time. All right? So there you have it there. Let me get back to this screen. And I'll go ahead and end it now, okay? May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and bring you shalom, okay? Bring you peace, okay? So anyhow, thank you so very much for allowing me to bring this to you. If you have any questions, let me know. If you want one of those calendars, let me know, okay? And like I said, you could just snap a picture of it. But if you want me to send you one, that's fine. If not, just snap a picture of it or download it, okay, on however you can, okay? Just may you be blessed. Happy, bittersweet Passover unleavened bread, Feast of First Fruits, okay? Feast of Weeks to Shavuot to you. From my little family here, my little dog and me, okay? I love you, my beloved. This is your beloved brother and servant in the Lord Most High, Yah Elohim, Yeshua, for he is one. Amen and amen and amen. Goodbye for now, but never forever.